Welcome, everybody, back to the NFL Hard Hit Show on the Everything Scripted Podcast Network. I'm your host, Aaron, and my co-host is Glenis. As always, how are you, Glenis?
Good.
We didn't do a show last week. We were both busy last week, so we're back. Talk about week six and give our picks for week seven. Five picks for week seven, and we'll probably recap about four or five games from this past week. So we'll start with the game last night between the Cowboys and the Chargers. It was an okay game. I was back and forth with the Phillies game, of course, but from what I saw, the first half was okay. I mean, Dallas started out with three and out as thing, and then the Chargers went down and scored. It was just a kind of a mess of a game, especially at the end when the Chargers. It was one of those drives where the Chargers decided to go for it on fourth down instead of going for the tie, and it ended up costing them because they lost by three. They should have gone for the tie. They had a chance to go for the tie, and they didn't. And then when they did tie it, it could have been up by 30. It could have been up by three. So I feel sorry for Chargers fans because they have a dumb coach. I would have gone for the tie there. I know analytics says probably go for it, but go for the tie. It's still early. It was third quarter, right? Wasn't it? Or fourth quarter? When they went for it.
Yeah, third.
I forget what it was, but yeah. I would have gone for the tie. It cost them at the end because they lost by three. Could have gone to overtime, and they could have maybe won in overtime, but the run game for both teams was non-existent. Neither back got over, back got even 40 yards. I mean, it was a defensive game. Both offenses looked all right. Prescott looked better than he did against San Francisco. That's not saying much, but he led them to a game-winning drive for a field goal, so there's that. What were your thoughts on the game?
On both sides of the balls, I think both defenses showed up to play. I think, but in the long term, defensive wise, I think Dallas just outlasted the Chargers defense. Playing defensively, why? Dallas seemed to want to control the ball more in the second half, which really prevented didn't really need to put more pressure onto them. I think the way you want to control the Cowboys is keep their offense on the sidelines.
Yep.
And with the Chargers' run game not being well, occupied, couldn't get that going. That was also a big letdown. I mean, Keenan Allen had an okay game. CeeDee Lamb, he showed up when it mattered most, and it was hardly any pressure on that.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, neither team on offense was impressive to me. So I try to. They both need to work on the offense. I know it's Eckler's first game back in a couple weeks. I thought he was going to have a better game, but Dallas' defense is really elite. It is really. Their defense is going to carry them all season, but their offense is not as distant at times. But, yeah. What game do you want to talk next? Let's see.
How about we hit this 49ers game?
Okay.
It's a 49ers game. So, look, with the 49ers, there's no big news that, yes, they got their first loss. But you have to look at it like this. They lost on a missed field goal and without their two top stars in Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuels, who both was lost in the game due to injuries. Still not sure if Christian McCaffrey's going to play this next week. Monday night against Minnesota. It's still up in the air. Too early to overcome. But to me, I look at this as more like a rejuvenated P.J. Walker. It's not like they lost to the Deshaun Watson Brown. They lost to the P.J. Walker Brown, who played an excellent game, to tell you the truth.
Now, did he play last week against the Ravens when they lost?
No, he didn't start last week.
So they finally decided to start him where they should have started him last week.
Well, that's because Deshaun Watson.
You and me both saw PJ Walker as a talent. We knew he was talented. Mm-hmm. He was the MVP of that league that year.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah, like I said, PJ Walker played an excellent game. And not only that, I think the Browns defense, they also was able to play an excellent stuff defense on Brock Purdy. I think for once making that man look mortal. I think the Browns laid a blueprint. The Browns laid a blueprint on how to beat the 49ers. If you want to beat the 49ers, you watch that Brown-San Francisco game and watch that defense and how they challenge those wide receivers and put pressure on Brock Purdy.
Yeah. The Browns defense is legit. They have a good defense. They've always had a good defense the last couple of years. And that's why they wanted Watson, because they wanted to have a good offense to go with the defense. But he's been hurt this year, but they have a good backup in P.J. Walker. The Browns are – that division is wide open, in my opinion, because Bengals have started off slow. The Ravens are up and down. Lamar Jackson's not Lamar Jackson right now. That division's wide open because the Steelers are playing better than people thought. That division's wide open. Even the Browns are in it. They might have the best defense in that division. I don't know if you would agree with that, but you agree with that?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah. I won't say it's like the but I'll still give it probably to Pittsburgh, if anything else.
Yeah. You watch the Browns, their defense, they hold people to, they don't allow a lot of points. Let's see. This year, I know they lost a big one to the Ravens last week. They allowed 28. But they have allowed, so far this season, 3 points to the Bengals. Okay, they allowed 26 to the Steelers, but that was their loss. 3 to the, and 17 to the 49ers. So in 2 of the 3 wins, they have allowed 3 points. And that was to, both of them were to the Titans and Bengals. The Bengals, obviously, are a division rival, and the Titans were expected to be better than they were, but they're not. Yeah, so there you go. Their defense is pretty good. Yeah, it sucks that Christian McCaffrey went down and Debo went down because I had both of them in two different leagues. So it sucks that Christian McCaffrey went down, but hopefully he's okay. It's, right now, I don't need him to be hurt. But, and same thing with Debo. But we'll see what San Francisco is against the Vikings, against a desperate Vikings team. They won against the Bears. Against the Vikings team that is missing Justin Jefferson. Kirk Cousins. They don't have any real weapons. So we'll see how the 49ers bounce back. This is going to be see how they bounce back on the road on Monday Night Football. You want to talk a little bit about the Chiefs and Broncos? No, I didn't watch much of it, but I saw some of it.
I did not watch it either.
All I'll say is that the Broncos are horrible. They're just, Sean Payton hasn't made a difference. Russell Wilson is washed up. They're going to have a fire sale of wide receivers for sale, and they're going to try to get some of those picks back from when they traded for Russell Wilson. But boy, do they need it. They need to fix that offense and defense. The Chiefs probably didn't even play hard. The Chiefs played, hey, we'll just get in here, get some points, and get in and get out. That's what they did. That's basically what it was. From the score, it was 19-8. They scored one touchdown the entire game for the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the epitome of get in, get out. They don't care about covering spreads or whatever. That's why they don't cover a lot, because you just focus on getting the win. That's it. That's what championship teams do. But that's all I have to say about the Chiefs game. What else do you want to talk about? Ravens and Titans, did you see any of that?
A little bit, but how about that Sunday night game with the Bills and Giants.
Yeah, I fell asleep, but yeah, every time I checked the score, it was still 6-0. I was like, the Giants at 85 Bears here? So what happened? Was it the weather or was it Giants defense
to me, it was more like the Bills' offense. I have to say it was trash. The Bills' offense is trash. I heard of playing down to your opponents, and that's exactly what they did. They played down to the Giants. And I think in the first three quarters, they played down to the Giants. Like, you just go there and you want it. You expect it to win because it's the Giants. You're not a good team. And the Giants nearly beat him. I mean, to tell you the truth, it came down to one play from the 1 yard line, which happens to be a questionable call, but, and it went to Buffalo's way.
Yeah. I had Buffalo in survivor pool, so that's why I was keeping a close eye whenever I woke up. I wasn't feeling good, but and checked the score. So I had Buffalo. I was like, remember, later in the week, I see Buffalo. I was like, well, shit. But thank God for Buffalo. Thank you, Buffalo. I mean, was it them? Yeah, a lot of these, there was a lot of upsets on Sunday. Not so many, but you got the Niners that lost, the Eagles that lost. That was the two biggest ones. Is there any other game you want to talk about besides the Eagles? We'll get to that one.
No, not
really. I know you'll probably have a lot to say about that. Any thoughts on the... trying to think of... No?
No.
Yeah, I can't think of a game. Okay, let's get to the Eagles game. I'll let you take the floor here.
Okay, so I want to start this off by asking a question. You're inside 2 minutes. It's third down and six. 2 minutes left in the game. You up by two. Question is, why would you throw the ball? Your team had no timeout. Throw a pass play. I don't care if you don't get it or not. The defense playing lights out.
Yep.
Why are you throwing in the ball? That's all. That's the question I've been asking. Why are you throwing balls? Calling unnecessary to pass plays.
Yeah. And play calling this year has been suspect, to say the least, at points in the season. Not every game, but there's a lot of games this season. We only played six, but in those six games, there's been some questionable play calling, and it finally bit us in the ass. It finally bit us in the ass. And I know you said the Bills played down to the Giants. Do you think the Eagles played down to the Jets?
I don't think they played down to the Jets. More it's like they just put, this was one of those, like, just like watching a Washington game the second time around, how when he lost to Washington.
Yeah.
Just like watching that.
That's it. And by the way, that was the first win the Jets ever had against us in Jets history. Yeah, we're going to see how this Eagles team respond on Sunday Night Football against one of the best in the Dolphins. From the highlights I saw, because that's the only thing I saw was highlights. And from what I've read from Eagle fans' responses, Jalen Hurts didn't have a good game. So my question is, what do you see from Jalen Hurts? Obviously the defense played great. The Jets defense is one of the best defenses in the league. But was it more so the play calling, or was it more so Jalen Hurts was like under pressure? I know Lane Johnson was out of the game at some point in the game too, so that was a big factor too, right?
Yeah, I said once Lane Johnson. I mean, whenever you lose, like Lane Johnson or Jason Kelce, I would say the big part of your offensive line, that just goes differently. So those are like the two main offensive leaders you have that makes that offensive line what it is today. And you saw that. But then again, Jalen Hurts was taking unnecessary risks with the ball, especially in that second half, especially on that fourth and third down and six. That's the only question nobody has answered. I can't find my answer to that question. Why? What are you doing? I look at the Giants. When I look at the Eagles game and I look at the Cowboys game, I figure that they switched quarterbacks on us this week. We had Dak Prescott and they had Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. I mean, from the highlights I saw, the first drive, they looked good. He was throwing to Brown. He got in the end zone with a quarterback sneak. It was close. And then, I mean, I was keeping tabs of the score too. And I was like, wow. And then I woke up and I saw the Eagles lost. I said, what the f-? They lost 20-4. What the hell happened? And, of course, I read all the comments, all the stuff online. All the, I would say, overreaction to some of it. Because you know how Eagle fans are. It's the first loss. First loss of the season, unexpected. But it's about how we respond against the Dolphins on Sunday night. Kelly Green night, Sunday night football. Whole country is going to be watching that game. Probably one of the best games of the year so far. So we'll see how this team responds. And they usually do respond very well. It's a disappointing they lost, sure. But when you lose Lane Johnson, when your offensive lineman, the key offensive lineman besides Josie Kelsey, it's going to have a big effect. How do you think the running game was?
They abandoned it. I mean, I know they couldn't get it going, but no running game is perfect. And they have shown it before that when the running game worked, but this was more like a Andy Reid just coaching job this week. Let's put it that way. Just abandon the run and just want to throw the ball everywhere.
Yeah. They need to do better. Jalen Hurts that hasn't. I've read some people's comments saying Jalen Hurts doesn't. I know you brought this up a couple weeks ago. Jalen Hurts doesn't look like the same quarterback as he was last year. He looks like an above-average quarterback. What are your thoughts on? Is it the play calling? Is it the new offensive coordinator that's that's hurting Jalen Hurts this year? What have you seen from Jalen Hurts that's different besides him not running a lot?
What I have seen is it's the play call. I think not having the two new offensive coordinator just isn't what it is today. And I say, and you say, yeah, you're going to use the first month of the season. It's like their preseason, and because they didn't play in the preseason, which I probably understand because you don't want to play. But when you get a new coaching staff like that, and you don't want to play your starters in the preseason, it shows up in the regular season, especially when games that matter, like this week, that You don't have that time. You're not used to each other, and you're not prepared.
Exactly. And I think it'll get better. I know we're almost 2 months in, and he still looks like the same quarterback from week one. But realize that teams have tape on this guy now. So they've made adjustments on Jalen Hurts. And now it's his, now he has to make that adjustment. And I think he'll be fine. I was one of those guys that was critical of him last year, before last season, but he proved me wrong. I'm not going to say he's this mediocre quarterback, because he proved that he wasn't. He proved that he was an MVP candidate last year. Maybe he is just a system quarterback. We don't know. But in big moments, he comes up big, and we'll see on Sunday night against the Dolphins what he can do. Any more thoughts before we talk about the big news? I guess the big news from the Eagles today.
No.
So there was breaking news this afternoon, that the Eagles have signed former All-Pro Atlanta Falcon, used to be one of the best wide receivers in the game. Not even like five, 6 years ago, he was probably considered the best wide receiver. We got a lot of people. Julio Jones is back in the league. He signed with the Eagles today. And a surprising move. I'm not going to say questionable move, but add to the offense. You add another receiver to the offense. If God forbid if Devontae or Brown went down, you have insurance. Isn't Quincy out with an injury too? Is that why one of the reasons that he signed him?
Well, Quez Watkins on AIR right now.
Okay.
You put him on the IR. And I think it's more coming outside. If you look at it like this, I think the main reason you see A.J. Brown, because everybody sneezes. A.J. Brown is more like the middle guy. But then when you cover A.J. Brown, you still have Smith as a deep threat. Well, if you keep taking away your deep threat and cover up your, they don't have that pressure. Now you have a trio of guys. You got a deep threat. You put Smith in a slot. You have your outside wide receiver, and I think now you're going to have, like, explosiveness. I think it's going to match this Sunday. If things go well, we're going to see a shootout.
Is Julio expected to play this week?
Huh?
Is he going to play this week?
I don't know, but I said if he does play, I think it's going to be one of those, like, you're on time to downs or whatnot. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually kind of excited about Julio Jones. I've always liked Julio Jones. We'll see what he has left. I've seen some fans think he didn't have anything left. I've seen some people optimistic. I fall in the middle. It's wait and see. This guy used to be an All-Pro, as I said earlier. He used to be one of the best, if not the best receiver in the league. He's healthy. And he's proven he can be a great receiver. We're not going to see the old Julio, obviously. But even half of what we've seen Julio is good enough for me, because he's going to be the third receiver on the team, not going to be the number one option, not the number two option, maybe not even the number three, because you still got Dallas Goedert, and you still got Swift. He's just going to be that guy that nobody's going to pay attention to at times and get wide open for a touchdown. There you go. He's just another weapon for Hurts. I like the signing. I'm assuming you like the signing too. And we're surprised that they signed him.
Yeah.
He played last season with the Bucks, and he was all right with the Bucks. That was Tom Brady. He wasn't Mr. Great, but he was decent enough for the Buccaneers with Tom Brady under like quarterback. So we'll see. Do you think I know the trade deadline's coming in a couple of weeks, right? So 3 or 4 weeks or something like that? In 2 weeks?
I think Halloween.
Do you think they'll sign anybody? I mean, trade for anybody? Like a cornerback or safety?
I think we might get a trade with Chris Watkins as well.
Yeah. We need some corner depth. That's what we need. We need another corner. We've always needed a corner. That's been our weakness for the last couple of years, the corner spot. And we need safety depth. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. How we magic does calm. But any more thoughts about Julio and what he could make?
Yeah.
What kind of impact he could make on this team?
Oh, it's more to me. It's like a wait and see type of thing.
Yep. I think it's a good signing. I'm surprised he was not signed by Minnesota because they lost Justin Jefferson. But when you put that in the ties, wow, that's awesome. I was making a joke that the Eagles they wanted attention taken away from the Phillies for a little bit. So they signed Julio Jones. So all the attention, 90% of the attention has been on the Phillies last week, and rightfully so. Besides when the Eagles lost on Sunday, so Eagles kind of stole the headlines a little bit this afternoon. But with the Phillies play in about less than an hour or so, they're going to take the headlines back. But yeah, let's get to our Power Five here. Let's do the NFC today first. I'll start. I still have the 49ers, Eagles, Cowboys, and I added the Rams this week. So 49ers 1, Eagles 2, Lions 3, Cowboys 4, and Rams 5.
Very interesting. All right, so my number one team this week, I'm sorry, I'm pointing at Detroit, number one. Number two, I'm knocking it down with the 49ers. Eagles will be at 3. I'll give the Cowboys at 4 and probably, I'll give it to the Rams, yeah.
To me, the Rams are the most surprising team in the NFC right now. They're playing solid football, and Matthew Stafford looks like he's back. I mean, Matthew Stafford. Now, I did say in the beginning of the year that if Matt Stafford is back and healthy, Rams could surprise people. Right now, they're surprising people. And their defense is not what it used to be, but they have a good trio of wide receivers out in L.A. Cooper Kupp and two youngsters. But that division is not wide open to San Francisco to lose. But you can see two or three teams coming out of that division besides San Francisco. Seattle and L.A. could be wild cards because our division, the Giants and the Giants suck. So, and then the other divisions, I don't think there's going to be a wild card out of those divisions. So you could see the Cowboys and then two other teams from that division in the playoffs. The NFC West is better than probably not one of the best divisions, but it's a good division this year. I'll let you start the AFC.
With the AFC, I am taking Dolphins number one. I also take Kansas City at number two. Jacksonville number three. I'm keeping the Steelers at four. And the Ravens at five.
I'm going to do Dolphins at 1-2. I'm going to do Chiefs. No, I'm going to go Ravens number two. Because they played well on Sunday. I'm going to go Bills number three. And then the Chiefs number four. And Jags number five. And we're going to see how good the Dolphins are again against another good team in the Eagles, which is going to be insanely a good game. Kelly Green Night going to be a green out. Kelly Green out on Sunday night football. But, yeah. My team of the week, I got to give it to the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll definitely take the Browns.
My MVP, I got to give it to I'll let you start. I didn't look. Who's your MVP?
I'll go with my man Tyreek Hill.
I'll go with Bob Waddle. They both had good games. They both had good games. Plus, I have Waddle on my fantasy team, so it didn't make a difference if I lost the thing. But yeah, Waddle had 7 catches, 151 yards, but he had a touchdown. It's going to be a great game on Sunday night. Wide receiver duos in the league, in my opinion, we're going to truly see which one is the best wide receiver duo. So we'll get to our 5 picks for this week. Before that, I'll recap week 5, the last time we were here. Clem, you went 3-2. You're 22-9 overall. I went 4-1. I'm 23-8. So Thursday night football, Jags and Saints. Should be an interesting game. Jags are playing well. The Saints are playing fairly well, and we know they lost to the Texans. That should be a fairly decent game. I'll go with the Saints. They're at home.
I want to take Jacksonville.
Well, no. I can't take Jacksonville because Trevor Lawrence might not play. Can't do that. So I'm definitely going to go with the Saints.
Yeah, I saw that he's questionable. Lions and Ravens. This should be a pretty decent game. Another test for the Lions on the road against Baltimore. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to say Steelers and Rams. This is another interesting game, AFC versus NFC. Two teams that have surprised a lot of people this year. But I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rams as well.
Sunday Night Football. Here we go. Dolphins and Eagles. Did the Eagles bounce back?
Here's the thing. I said he will. I think it's the due for a win against Miami all the time. But every Miami game they played, they lost. They're due to beat Miami. So, yes, they will win.
I'm actually going with the Dolphins in this one. I think the Dolphins are just playing better football right now. But I hope the Eagles win, of course. But right now, I think from what I've seen the last 2-3 weeks from the Eagles, can this offense match what the Dolphins do on their field? Speed, can they contain Waddle and Hill? Or, I mean, you can say the same thing with the Dolphins. Can they contain Brown and Smith? But right now, Tua is playing better than Jalen Hurts. So I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going with my gut right here. Instead of my heart, I'm going with the Dolphins. Yeah, the Eagles rarely lose two games in a row with Miss Sirianni. But this something this tells me that they could lose this game. But again, I hope I'm wrong. 49ers and Vikings, I'm going with 49ers.
I'm going with 49ers as well.
So we almost agreed on all the picks again, besides one. And ironically, that was the Eagles game. But it should be a great game. We have some good games this week. Hopefully I get to watch some. I mean, I'll get to watch the Eagles game. There's some other games. Bills and Patriots. Browns and Colts should be interesting. We've got the Raiders and Browns. Falcons and Buccaneers. There's some big games. Cardinals and Seahawks. And Chargers and Chiefs. We're going to see if the Chargers, what kind of Chargers team shows up with the Chiefs. When the Chiefs just, that could be a shootout, but you know, never know the Chiefs. You got anything else, Alexander?
No, not.
Will we see you Friday night on the show? Hardcore Justice?
No, I'm not going to be on this Friday.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Later, everybody.
All right. Later.
Oh, I forgot to do the plugs. Listen to us this Friday night, for the Unscripted Wrestling podcast with me, Daniel, and Doug. Since it won't be on this week, we'll be doing TNA Hard Justice 2011. And then this Saturday, for the Unscripted Unlimited show with myself, Daniel, and Doug, we'll be doing part two of the Big Brother. Big Brother, top five, the rest of our list of top 10 Big Brother hot takes, opinions, unpopular opinions. So we're doing 1 through 5 this Saturday, and then Sunday for the podcast with Mindy and Daniel, and then myself and Clarence will be back next Tuesday for the NFL Hard Hits. Recapping week 7 and giving our pick for week 8. And that's it. And have a great night, everybody. See you next week.